Discover high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. This place is absolutely beautiful. Visit them in person in Mooresville, North Carolina at their store or online at tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar, this is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, just hit me. I should have peed before we started this segment.
I cannot. I just had a donut and a Slim Jim, so my stomach is rumbling.
I mean, we all need a potty break.
Are there any of those big old ass muffins that Jody brought yesterday? Are they still in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're good.
Really good. A lot of blueberries in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right before you got to our house the other day, Riggins, the neighbor, now you tell me that this is not a cool neighbor. The neighbor, the one that's right next door, both of them, he's the one that comes over and fixes stuff and I give him whiskey, you know, because I can't fix anything. He does it. And then she's the one that Jody walks the neighborhood with, exercising and all that. And they're really cool. She also teaches a psychology course, a college psychology course online. So the other day it was, so let's see, Ace, the whole thing with Ace dying was Tuesday. So this would have been Wednesday. There were people coming in and out of my house. And so the doorbell rang and Jody, went to the doorbell didn't ring. She texted Jody and said, I just dropped off something at your door. So she walked out and on the porch was a big thing of fruit, bagels, cream cheese, all these different things to just set up a little breakfast board thing for people to just, if anybody was there, just to grab and eat.
I love that. Super nice.
Didn't Thoughtful. Say anything, just left it. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Thought you might need this or whatever.
Love that.
And Riggins was, Lindsay, well hung over when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rough. And did you eat one of those garlicky bagels that she brought?
I didn't even put it in the toaster. I said, tell me you've got something to eat. And I grabbed a bagel and slathered about a half pound of cream cheese on it.
Yeah.
Didn't toast it. And I sat down at that table and hammered it.
Yeah.
And you know, I love when my friends are at my house and I don't have to ask them if they want something. They just go get it. Yeah. I'll do that once. Go, all right, what do you want this? And then I'll say, from now on, whatever you want. I've waited on you once. Go get whatever.
Yeah.
I looked up and Riggins had this giant. He knows what I'm going to say. He had been there about an hour and a half, I guess. Yeah. We'd been working on stuff for the website and all this. And Adam, our manager, was there. And yeah. He just nonstop. Yeah. And Riggins this, and then I need you to do this. And I looked at him and I said, this is a side. I said, okay, Adam, what do you need me to write?
Right.
And he goes, nothing. Nothing at all. I am not exaggerating. A minute and a half later, he says, if you could just write out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there writing something for the website. I said, yeah. You just told.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing it, but why did you just tell me that I don't have to?
Yeah,
said,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he comes in. He's like, well, you said I'd have another hour with you. I was like, okay, that's regardless. You said I wouldn't have to write anything else.
Yeah.
So anyway, I look up and we're talking other stuff and Riggins has sneaked over to where all the food is and he's getting some fruit. I mean, you get some grapes or something you're eating. And then he opens the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I have a giant bucket of those Grillo pickle spears in there. And he pulls that out and I see him fishing in that thing. like he's picking up the ducks at the fair at that game. And he's just like
the claw game.
Because he's probably looking at that like, okay, this has salt in it.
And I saw it and I thought, I need this like right now.
Yeah.
So I stood over the sink and they're talking about very serious stuff. You know, about Ace and stuff. And I'm just like hammering these pickles trying to get myself. And then that didn't quite scratch the itch well enough. So then I'm starting to roam around. And I went in your pantry, by the way, great pantry. Lots of snacks. Mm-hmm. And the world has opened up to me. I'm seeing Wheat Thins, and I grabbed some sour cream and onion Triscuits and munching on those. I just needed something.
Food helps.
Yeah.
It does.
But he was like, you know, you could have blindfolded him with dental floss because his eyes were just barely open. Yeah. He's just like, oh. And the more Adam's talking, and then finally Riggins goes, I get it, Adam. I get it. You remember saying? He goes, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I might have said that whether I was hungover or not, because he does. He just yeah, go on.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You got a great bar, too. That's a huge bar. You got a great bar.
And for the island thing for, yeah.
No, for like for where the, your liquor is.
Oh, yeah. That's the, we call that the Jody pantry because it's got all the appliances and stuff in it. So the appliances aren't in the regular kitchen, mm-hmm. in the kitchen there and there. So we need the microwave, the toaster oven, mm-hmm. What do you call it? The air fryer. That's all okay. in there. Mm-hmm. But that's where I store all my liquor.
Okay, yeah, my eyes went right to the booze. I was like, hell yeah, this is a great little setup he's got here.
Yeah. And beer when it's near, liquor when it's quicker.
Sure.
Remember that.
And I love how Adam is so blunt. Y'all know, he's just, it's just, you know, he called me, I think, was it Wednesday night? Thursday. He was like, okay, so the whole show got together yesterday. We all got together, and I was like, okay.
You're emotional anyway. Yeah. Now you're feeling left out.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I have a little bit of FOMO, but that's okay. Yeah, so we were all there for each other. We were all there. We were, you know, we're supporting each other. We were all with each other. It's just, who knows? It's great. It's great. It's great. Because it's just him. Like, he's so New York to the point. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah, but that wasn't even an accurate statement. Yeah.
Like Rob wasn't there.
Rob wasn't there.
Know, maybe he was counting Jody as part of the show. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
No, I know. It was. No, I knew. But he's just so, it's great.
But I tell you, though, when something like this happens, I mean, he just, you know, thank goodness he was at his Hilton Head play. He lives half the time in Connecticut and half the time in Hilton Head. And I mean, before I could get off the phone with him in the beginning, telling him what was going on, he'd already kicked his wife out of the car and threw a bag in and was headed up.
Yeah,
he did.
And we all play our parts, you know, that's why we put the team together and everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses. And well, I don't have any weaknesses, but I mean, it is like a family, you know?
Yeah.
It's a family and we lost a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I didn't think Riggins he was going to tell Lindsay that we got together without her.
I mean, what are you doing? Shut your mouth. What are you doing?
He's so, and listen,
shut up.
The second it happened and you said he jumped in the car, he immediately called me and said, Lindsay, I need you now more than ever. And I was like, okay, I'm here. What you need? Because, you know,
oh God,
I was emotional.
Oh my God. How long after I had hung up with you did he call you? And you were able to talk to him?
Yeah. Well, you kind of flip in a different switch when he called. You know, you're like, I'm okay, got it. Like, you need my help. Yeah. And so he's like, we're calling every affiliate. I need you. Here we go. Because TJ can't. Mm-hmm. Riggins can't. They can't talk. I'm like, well, I'm sitting over here like. Ah!
So he goes to the most emotional one.
Yeah.
Who's the, you know.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, and I had to wait for Rob to get off from work from his other job to tell him. I didn't want to drop that on him while he's working, you know, and but also I had to time it because I didn't want him to see it on social media or the news or anything before I could tell him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just, it's a lot that has to go so quickly in these types of situations.
And you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, really. Yeah. I mean, you know, by somebody.
So Mr. Todd was texting and, I was just like, I mean, my phone was just blowing up. So by the time I sat down and I was going through and returning people's messages, I texted him and I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I've been tied up. My head's, you know, in a thousand directions. Sorry for the delay, but, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then he texts back and goes, never mind. I'm almost to your house.
Oh.
I was like, okay. And then I looked at Jody and I said, who the hell told Todd where we live?
Yeah. How'd he get my address?
No, I'm kidding. But that's something that I don't mind it. And then there were other people who did that. They just, you know, stopped by and all that. But it is a little bit like you go, wait a minute, they just showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird.
Because growing up though, you couldn't just call people and say, hey, we just left the grocery store, we're going to swing by real quick. You couldn't do that because people didn't have cell phones and all that. Mm-hmm. So people were always just coming to our door and saying, hey, is your mama home? I need to talk to her for a minute. Or mm-hmm. where's your dad? If he's not here, I'm not cutting home from work yet.
Yeah. It happened when we were sitting at your kitchen table. We both looked at him, who's coming in? But that's sort mm-hmm. of what the situation does.
Yeah.
You know, it just inspires people to like, I'm mm-hmm. just going to pop by. Yeah. That's what everybody said. I felt like I just needed to stop by.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Needed to hug you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
And I'm like, because I'm not a huggy person. Mm-mm. I'm not an affectionate type person.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't like all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm like latching on to strangers. Huh? I'm a bear hugger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's something that y'all don't realize because your family is here close by. Mm. Jody and I learned a long time ago, because we live 14 and a half hours by car away from our family members, that when you become part of a community somewhere as an adult, you have to have that type of thing. And when you see the network of friends and people who are like family in an area that, you know, your family back home doesn't even know these people,
yeah,
but they're your family where you live, it's really comforting, and it makes you realize that you're pretty blessed to be in a situation where people you didn't even know, you know, maybe 20 years ago, are like family to you now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's mainly because of me, because people don't really like Jody very much.
No, not at all.
I'm the one that cultivates these relationships. I nurse them and make them bloom.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure. I heard a quote about, they said, you can't have two flowers in a relationship. One person needs to be the gardener. And you, my friend, are the gardener.
Yeah, sure.
Cultivators.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how dramatic is that? I'm not kidding. Somebody said that.
Was it Ace?
It might have been
Ace. Okay. Sounds like some of the Aces. Oop, wrong one. Hold on. There we go.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.